Today on More to Life, the prodigal returns as someone you care about left the faith will help you light their way home. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the prodigal returns. Has someone you care about left the faith, or is someone you care about struggling in their faith? We want to help you light their way home. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And you know, the fact is, you know, when we love someone, we want to share the good things we have with them, including, especially, our faith.
Well, especially our faith, because if we're people of faith, it's not just about, you know, sharing a hobby or an interest. It's about the enlivenment of their soul. It's about eternity. It's about having a relationship with God. And when somebody we care about is rejecting that, maybe belittling us because they're rejecting it, maybe causing some kind of rift even in your family life over their faith issues, it can be painful and also frightening, because it's not just, hey, we don't see eye to eye on this thing. You're worried about their souls as well. And that can be really difficult. And even when you're taking the long view on certain things, wow, when those events where you have to see them come up, the holidays, the birthdays, all of those kinds of things, it really brings it to the forefront. It really makes you, A, notice it more and more, and B, make you stress about, do I say something? If so, what do I say? How do I handle it? How do I keep myself from being dragged into an argument? Boy, it can get kind of dicey. So if you are dealing with someone like that in your circle of people, and it's getting to you, we are here to help you find those grace-filled answers on how to deal with it and help them grow closer to God as well. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Is someone you care about either losing their faith, struggling in their faith, or perhaps have left the faith altogether? You know, maybe your teens are pushing back against your faith or beliefs. Maybe your adult kids have drifted away from the church. Is your spouse just not in the same place as you are spiritually, or a family member or friend fallen away? Do you wonder what role you can play in helping that person draw closer to God and the church? Let us help you find grace-filled ways to light their way home. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, we talk a lot with people on the show, and you know, in our work in general, especially parents of adult kids who have fallen away, and you know, that's really heartbreaking for parents. That's one of the reasons that we do the work that we do, and commissioned a major research project through the Center for Applied Research and the Apostolate at Georgetown that looked at families who successfully raised all their kids to a faithful adulthood and tried to identify what is it that those families point to for their success. And we're gonna unpack all that in today's show, because it doesn't just apply to family life. It applies to all relationships. It applies to any person that you would like to see be more faithful or come back to the church, or support them through their faith struggles. And we want to help you really make that spiritual connection with the people that you care most about in your life. So let's talk about what it would mean for you to light that person's way home. 877-573-7825.
Well, the other thing we're going to talk about is how you cope with it. You know, if you're dealing with that person who is that prodigal, and often there's the idea of prodigal in faith, but there's also a lot of other things that go with that sometimes, isn't there? There's the idea of this person hasn't just left the faith, but they're living in a way that's not really very healthy for them, not good for them in the long run, in a lot of temporal and emotional ways on top of the spiritual ways. So how do you cope with that pain? How do you cope with dealing with that? I know that's something that I really, really had to deal with for a large portion of my life, because I reverted back to the church when I was about 15 years old. My dad had been very, very Catholic, but he passed away when I was very young. My mother was not. In fact, she was very antagonistic toward the faith because of some things that she went through as a kid. And so many people on my mother's side of the family were very Catholic, and I know kind of prayed me back into the church, but there were many that I saw frequently that were antagonistic in the same way that my mother was, and they would come at me, and when I started bringing Greg home, at him about our faith. They'd set us up for arguments. They'd try to undermine us in a lot of ways. And to fall more and more in love with God every day of my life and have them set up these roadblocks between us and between themselves and God, I had to do a lot of things to spiritually and emotionally protect myself and get the strength that I needed to be able to deal with the complex issues that were involved in all of that. So I really, truly understand what it feels like to feel frustrated, to feel blocked by people, to feel worried about them, to feel heartbroken. Let's talk about how you can deal with it in your situation today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
If someone you care about has left the faith or is struggling in their faith, give us a call. We'll help you light their way home. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering what that is and how it can possibly help you reach out to those people who are either struggling in their faith or have left the faith, then you've come to the right place. We're going to unpack that today. You know, St. John Paul gave us a series of reflections on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation.
The theology of the body reminds us that relationship is key to evangelization. We build the body of Christ by working hard to make sure that Christ's love, as opposed to our own broken human love, is at the heart of all of our relationships. People don't come into the church or come back to the church because we've out-argued them or out-lectured them. They're drawn to God and the church because they see the difference our faith is making in the way we relate to others.
St. John Paul said that evangelization assumes the characteristics typical of good Christian relationships, quote, which should be interwoven with love, simplicity, practicality, and daily witness. St. John Paul noted this, that that's especially true of the relationship between parents and children, but it's true of all Christian relationships, and that idea isn't new. You know, the church father Tertullian famously said, "Even the pagans say, look at those Christians, see how they love one another." You know, if we're looking at how we can bring a loved one back to the faith, we need to start looking at how we can make our relationship with them deeper, healthier, and holier. It's not just enough to go along to get along. They have to experience our relationship with them as striking a balance between feeling loved for who they are, but simultaneously challenging them in some ways to be more. And sometimes it's hard to be able to get that right. So let's talk about what it would take to make that happen in your relationships. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled The Prodigal Returns, as we talk about reaching out to those loved ones who have either left the faith or fallen away from the faith or are struggling in their faith. Let's talk about ways that you can be an effective witness and help them find their way back. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those people that we love who have fallen away from the faith or who are struggling in their faith life in some way. Those adult children, those teens, our spouse, our family members and friends, who we would love to be able to share that spiritual connection with, but for whatever reason, that connection is frustrated and their own journeys are complicated. Help us to know how best to love those people that we care about, but who are struggling in their relationship with you in the church. Help us to know how to be a light to their path, how to share your grace with them, how to help them feel your love in our relationships with them so that they might find their way back to you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled The Prodigal Returns, as we talk about those people in our life that we care about who are either struggling in their faith or have left the faith. And whether we're talking about adult kids or teens who are pushing back or our spouse who just isn't in the same place as we are spiritually, or that family member or friend who's fallen away or antagonistic toward our faith, what is God calling us to do in those situations? How can we be a light to that person's path? Or, when do we need to know when to step back, for that matter? Let's talk it out today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have an email here from Maria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma. And she said, thank you for the topic today. We are concerned about the future of our son's faith. My son is applying to colleges, and he wants to apply to secular schools as well as Catholic schools because he likes their programs, or he feels like their status will give him a leg up in his future. I only want him to apply to faithful Catholic Newman Guide colleges because they're going to help him form his faith in this crazy world. I have too many friends whose children have gone to college and come home without loving God or the church anymore. I am really concerned that he could one day become a prodigal if he takes this secular route. Should I refuse to let him go to secular schools? For example, refuse to pay for them or help him move into one, etc. I really want him to stay faithful throughout his life. And that's Maria, listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma on Oklahoma Catholic Radio.
All right, Maria, thank you so much for the question. So in choosing our, in helping our kids choose their college, it's really important to reflect on who they are as a person, and what kind of character strength they have, where their faith life is now, and what sort of support they would need to be a faithful, godly adult. You know, there are some teens who are really on fire for the Lord and who are really involved with the faith and who own it, who have an active and mature prayer life, who are committed to Christian discipleship and service. And those kids are going to thrive wherever they are. And going to a secular college for those kids might be a good choice because they, you can get involved in the Newman Center
and be
a light on that campus. And then you have other kids who maybe aren't quite in that place, and they're going to need more support and more structure. more opportunities to grow spiritually, to be gently encouraged in their faith, and to have a community of young men and women around them who are working on their faith and who are, you know, interested in developing that. So you really need to know where your son is at. And I think it's perfectly fine as the parent to be able to say, look, you know, it's important for us that you get a good education, certainly, but that you get good formation as well. And so we're going to look at those schools that can provide both of those things for you based on who you are and where you're at in your life. You know, and if your son is really showing you that he's owning his faith and he's owning his moral life and he's being a leader when it comes to faith and morals, and he's being a leader as a Christian disciple, then, you know, you can open things up and go explore those schools that have a dynamic Newman centers at secular colleges and those sorts of things. But if not, then it's important to find a school that can provide that spiritual support and encouragement and structure that allows him to not just get a good education, but grow as a person and grow as a person of faith specifically.
There are a couple of things that you really should be doing with him in this process. So we're at this stage of the year where the applications are happening. A lot of college visits are happening. Go with him to every single one. Explore the college and talk about the spiritual life. You know, if they have a campus ministry, talk to that campus minister and see, what is it that they do? How do they support these kids in their faith and their emotional growth and life? And have your son there for all of those conversations. And then when you're done, don't lecture on the way home. Just really find out how that sat with him. How did that make him feel inside? Does he feel like he's going to get support? Because he needs to start thinking about not just the end game, right? Okay, if I go to this, you know, big name secular college, I will get a better job in the long run. He needs to be someplace that is going to help him thrive spiritually and emotionally. And most schools that have a good spiritual life, a good Catholic campus ministry or good Catholic colleges, work hard to do both of those things. So don't just lecture about the Catholic part of it, but really have those conversations, excuse me, as you visit these colleges about where he can get the emotional and spiritual support he needs to deal with being away from home, dealing with the ups and downs of not having, you know, immediate friends and all of those things, so he can think about that larger picture and not just the, yeah, 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 every college is the same and I just want to be in one that's going to give me a chance at a good career later on. Don't freak out. Go to every visit. Talk to those campus ministry people while they're there, while you're there. If they're not available, you know, talk about the fact that they didn't bother to be available. And have those conversations about where he's going to feel most supported emotionally and spiritually so that he can have a good 4-year experience.
All right. Thank you so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. And we're taking your calls today on the show titled The Prodigal Returns. Is someone you care about either losing their faith, struggling in their faith, or having left the faith altogether? Is your teen pushing back against the faith? Or maybe your adult kids have drifted away from the church. Perhaps your spouse just isn't in the same place as you spiritually, and you're not quite sure what to do to bridge that gap. Or a family member or a friend has fallen away, and you're wondering what role you can play in helping them draw closer to God and the church. We want to help you find grace-filled ways to light their way home. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. When we come back, we'll be taking more of your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. We'll be sharing some insights on how we can reach out to those lost or fallen away friends and relatives. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after the break.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I want you to have such confidence in the Lord that you'll find such hope and see the beauty of the Lord, the majesty of God. What did our Lord say, huh? If your sins are as scarlet, oh, what? What's going to happen? They shall be made white as snow.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today's show is titled The Prodigal Returns, as we talk about those people we care about who are either struggling in their faith or have left the faith. What is God asking us to do? How can we respond? 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute. Hey, Bill. Welcome to More to Life.
Good morning. Good morning to you both.
Well, you know, St. John Paul had a lot of guidance on this topic, and you wanted to share an insight that he wrote in Love and Responsibility, his book that came out before he developed the Theology of the Body.
Yes, yes. And I want to preface this with, he's got so many beautiful titles in his litany, but one of my favorites is Apostle of Human Freedom. And this is, it sounds glorious, but it also comes with a price. Puts us in a place of real trust, just like the father in the story of the prodigal son. So John Paul, in this book published in 1960, says, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, a greater good is maintained when we allow a person to use their freedom wrongly than when our will is imposed on them to do the good. Now, just to unpack that a little bit, the father in the story of the prodigal son can see this is not going to end well. You know, I'm sure he has his misgivings, but rather than has this sort of mechanistic fatherhood that just makes his son do the good, he opens himself to trust. He respects that interior freedom and maintains that position of love. Like, I'm here no matter what. And we see in the story, there is a greater good in the end. I think we're really called to this radical trust here, like the father, because in the long run, it respects that deeper freedom in the person.
Well, because, you know, it's really about allowing a person to authentically choose for Christ and choose the church instead of imposing. In fact, another one of St. John Paul's famous quotes was always propose, never impose, right? And so, you know, he's really in Love and Responsibility talking about the importance of loving someone rather than forcing someone into even doing what's good and what's right.
Yeah, because that's the universe that we're lovingly placed in. I mean, it's not a robotic universe when it comes to human persons. Where our greatest gift is our freedom, and it's there so that we can choose to love. If we don't have the choice, again, it's just mechanistic. It's just robotic, and God wants us to make this dynamic choice. We have to really respect and trust that. As moms and dads with children growing up, it gets harder and harder, but we get to acquire that radical love of the Father that respects this great freedom.
Well, Bill, I want to thank you for being with us today and for reminding us of the importance of, you know, really not making it about forcing someone even to do the right thing, but really loving them into a deeper understanding of how much God loves them through the relationship that they have with us. If folks would like to learn more about the work that you do at the Theology of the Body Institute, where can they turn for more information?
Yes, we've got our schedule up for the coming year as well at tobinstitute.org. We'd love to have you come out.
tobinstitute.org. Bill, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. On the show titled The Prodigal Returns.
If you just listen to what Bill said and said to yourself, well, that sounds nice, but this is kind of driving me crazy, killing me, and making me hold my breath. How in the world do I do that when I'm really worried about the steps my person in my life is taking and what it's going to do in the long run to them and to our relationship? It can be hard, really hard. So let us help you figure out how to connect with God's grace and find good skills to be able to deal with it all. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Is someone you care about either losing their faith, struggling in their faith, or has left the faith altogether? You know, maybe your teen is pushing back against your faith and beliefs. Maybe your adult kids have drifted away from the church. Maybe your spouse just isn't in the same place as you are spiritually, and you're wondering, how can you bridge that gap? Or a family member or a friend has fallen away. Do you wonder what role God is asking you to play in helping that person draw closer to God and to the church? We want to help you find grace-filled ways to light their way home, to be able to accompany them, and understand the difference between accompaniment and approval. You know, because sometimes that's an important distinction to be made, too. And when do you need to step back a little bit? Because maybe you've been doing the opposite of what Bill was talking about and trying to impose on them to do the right thing as opposed to working on the relationship with them. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Once again, that's 877-573-7825. 7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after the break.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
I really love St. Augustine because I think he is a good example for all of us that no matter how stubborn, no matter how intelligent we may be, you know, thinking we're so smart and we don't have to worry about what God says. But a lot of people see themselves as gods, making their own decisions and thinking they're fine and thinking that they can pick and choose through Catholicism and Christianity in general. St. Augustine is a reminder to us that anyone, even one with a hardened heart, can have a huge change, whether it's late in life, whatever. God is always trying to give good things to us. Ah, but our hands are too full to receive them. Think about that. We fill our hands with the things that we think matter. St. Augustine, pray for us.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. You need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them. Check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Hey, men, did you know that you're called to lead couple prayer in your marriage? You might have the most amazing individual prayer life, but how is it possible to have a godly marriage if you and your wife don't submit yourselves to God in prayer on a daily basis? If you go off and pray by yourself and then tell your wife what you heard, how is that not setting yourself up as some kind of anointed oracle in your home? Yes, it's a good first step, but it's only the first step. Bring your bride to pray with you and ask God to teach you both how to love each other the way He wants you to love each other. Let her see you humbling yourself before God, and she'll give you her heart in ways you never dreamed possible. To learn more, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled The Prodigal Returns, as we talk about those loved ones who are either losing their faith, struggling in their faith, or have left the faith altogether. How is God asking us to reach out to them, to relate to them, to be possibly a light to their path home? 877-573-7825.
Before we go to our next caller, we need to send out some congratulations to our longtime EWTN radio partner. KDME, serving Fort Madison, Iowa, is celebrating 21 years with EWTN.
Woohoo! Congratulations to Joe Pites, Michael Panther, and their team at Divine Mercy Educational Radio Association from your friends here at EWTN. God bless you guys. And wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic radio station. Let's keep EWTN going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. With that, we are going back to the phones and taking your calls on our show today titled The Prodigal Returns, as we talk about those people we care about who have either left the faith or are struggling in their faith in some way. How is God asking us to light their way home? 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Karen. I don't know where she's from, but we're talking with her.
Hey, Karen, on line one.
What can we do for you?
Welcome to Word of Life. What's up?
Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you today?
Well, my 22-year-old college daughter is in her last year of school at in her university, and she was is part of a group called Chi Alpha, and her best friend from, you know, where she met her at work and so forth, wonderful girl. She was, you know, doing Bible studies with them along the last year and a half, or even a little longer than that, and would always kind of talk about, you know, their group, but would always come to Mass with us. And then the beginning of last year, beginning of this year, actually, 2024, she said that she was thinking about getting baptized in their, I believe it's an Assembly of God denomination. And so I explained to her she's already baptized, and right, tried to get her some information. I was able to talk to our priest. I was able to talk to Catholic Answers, and they gave me wonderful information back. And so she proceeded to go through this ceremony, and is, you know, I don't know. I haven't been, it was probably about a month and a half ago. She wasn't really happy that we didn't come. I explained to her why we couldn't attend. And I don't know. My biggest question is, because I feel at peace about what's going on. A lot of what Bill just said helped me a lot, just to listen to him. But I just want to know, when we go to Mass on Christmas this year, I want to know what I need to let her know as far as approaching for the Holy Eucharist. So
she'll go with you to Mass. And you're concerned that she would go up and receive the Eucharist?
Yes.
Do you think she even will, since she's gone this far to associate herself with a different church? Do you think that's something she'd actually want to partake in?
I don't know, because she loves Jesus, and she knows we believe in the true presence, but she doesn't understand why she can't do both.
So I guess, you know, I want to step back. Yeah, I want to step back a little bit. And you know, I think there are other conversations you need to have with her first. Because I'm glad to hear that she loves the Lord and that she's trying to find a way, you know, trying to find her way spiritually in this. I think it would be important, you know, not just to have these conversations with her where you're kind of giving her information about, you know, how she's already baptized and, you know, kind of understanding the Catholic faith she was raised in. But trying to understand what is it that she feels that she found in this new spiritual community that she couldn't find in Catholicism. What was it that she was looking for that she found, you know, in this other place? Because I think that when, you know, secondly, you know, in finding out that information, kind of asking, reflecting on your own spiritual journey, you know, and asking yourself, have you found that? You know, and if so, can you show her how she can find that in Catholicism? Because if she loves the Lord and she wants to be close to the Lord, there's no thing that will allow her to be closer to the Lord than participating in the Eucharist, right? But if she doesn't understand what that is and really doesn't get, you know, what that means to be able to have that sort of relationship with God, and you know, and to kind of value the spiritual communion, right, that she's having right now in this new faith community, as opposed to actual communion with God. I'm curious, you know, again, what is it that's drawn her to this other place, this other spiritual place, and what, why she thinks she couldn't find it in the church? And then again, as I said, you know, you kind of reflecting on where you're at in your spiritual journey, and have you found that thing that she's looking for, and can you show her how she can find that in the church? Because I think that it's not about convincing her, it's not about arguing with her, it's not about presenting faith facts or doctrine. It's about really understanding her journey, yeah, and seeing where she's confused, and helping her find those same things in the church, which is the fullness of the truth. I find that, you know, one of the hardest things for us as parents to do is kind of look at how did we form our kids in the faith, and what might we have missed? And we had the best intentions, right? We did the best that we could. But if they're finding something else somewhere else, somehow we communicated to them that they couldn't find that in the church.
Or the church did in some way. You know, often we see many, many young adults who have gone through their life, they have a Catholic faith, but suddenly they find peers that have this enthusiastic Christian faith somewhere else, and they're like, oh, now I have a group, now I know who I am, now I belong in some way, because they feel like they can worship and share their faith, walk with these other people. So then we as parents have to start sharing our faith more vibrantly with them, because sometimes they really can't find that in the Catholic Church unless they go to a Catholic school that has a great bunch of enthusiastic students like that. So really, you know, Karen, you said it very clearly. She loves Jesus. So be praying with her in every way that you can. You know, when you get off the phone with her, you know, just say, oh, you know, Lord Jesus, please bless my daughter. Give her a great sleep tonight. Help her have a great week. Help her with this thing that she is struggling with. Pray with her about her needs. Pray with her about the successes she's having in her life. Help her to really know that she can lean on you and your family to be able to share her faith walk with you. And then really, you know, if it gets down to Christmas, have these conversations constantly, but if it gets down to Christmas Mass, then you really have to remind her, hey, you know, we have a very clear understanding of the body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And because you're kind of have gone this other way and haven't, you know, made a full confession at this point to be able to be in a state of grace to receive him, you know, that then you really shouldn't be receiving the Eucharist in the Catholic Church.
Well, and I would like, actually, you can share 1 Corinthians 11:29 with her, and let St. Paul tell her. It says, for anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. The point being that if the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Christ is a tremendous gift, but we have to be in a place where we can receive that gift. And if we approach that gift in a cavalier or casual manner, we're abusing that gift.
And she probably wouldn't think she was, you know, receiving in a cavalier or casual manner. She's just really unsure of the difference between what goes on in this church that she's joined and what's really happening in the consecration of the Eucharist at our Mass. So just having that conversation with her and really telling her why it's so important to you to be able to receive the Eucharist, because you actually get to experience God not just in cognitive prayer or a spiritual comfortable way, but to receive him completely into your body, to be one with him in that sacrament. That's a very important thing to be able to share with her clearly.
You know, and it's possible that but gently you know, encouraging her to not receive, she starts thinking about what she's missing by leaving the sacraments. Yeah. So, but if you proceed prayerfully, proceed gently, and focus on having some of those other conversations I suggested to you before you even broach this topic of the Eucharist.
You've got more time than you think in terms of, you know, preparing for that Mass. So have those conversations. And remember to be praying with her whenever you are talking to her.
I would encourage you as a follow-up to this to check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's a long title, but it's available at CatholicCounselors.com, and it really talks about how to have these sorts of conversations with our kids in a way that they'd be actually open to hearing. And again, the name of the book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. Check it out. Karen, and thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, you know where to find us. And we're taking your calls, listeners, on our show today titled The Prodigal Returns. Is someone you care about either losing their faith, struggling in their faith, or left their faith altogether? We want to help you discover what God is calling you to do, to be that light back, well, to light their, excuse me, to be the light to their path, there, so they can find their way back home. I'm good, I can get there. As we head out to our break, though, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1.
If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal.
And we picked this verse today as a way of kind of highlighting what we were talking about from the theology of the body earlier, what Bill was talking about. You know, it's not about lecturing somebody into the faith or arguing them into the faith. It's really about loving them into the faith, about finding ways to accompany them, finding ways to love and support them as best we can while God continues to work on their hearts. Ideally, especially through our relationship with them, by modeling that love.
And that love is what's going to allow them to sort of open up and unfold and receive that. You know, we don't often think about, you know, clashing cymbals very much in our daily lives anymore. You know, maybe if you go to a football game and the high school has a marching band, but it's not normal. But think about it in modern terms. You know, do any of us rejoice and embrace our alarm clock in the morning when that horrible noise goes off? Even if we've picked an alarm that we sort of like, it still hurts. And you're seeing people now invent alarm clocks that slowly light up the room, slowly allow you to acclimate to the fact that you have to wake up. Well, we need to take that loving approach that allows people to say, oh, wait a minute, I'm safe talking about my faith life, about God here. I'm nurtured in my fears and my concerns by this Catholic person. Okay, somebody's really trying to get me here. I feel safe enough to talk to them and maybe trust what they're saying. So don't be that giant alarm clock or as you know, 1 Corinthians is saying here, a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. Be that alarm clock that slowly wakens their spirit up to the light of Christ in their lives.
Well, we're taking your calls today on our show titled The Prodigal Returns. Has someone you care about left the faith, or perhaps they're struggling in their faith, and you're not sure how to be a support to them, or reach out to them, or be that light to their path? Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we'll be back with your calls coming up right after these messages.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Why is the church always considered holy? The church is held to be holy because Jesus Christ, who alone with the Father and the Holy Spirit, is holy. He loved the church as his bride. The Catholic Catechism tells us he gave himself up for her so as to sanctify her and endow her with the gift of the Holy Spirit for God's glory. United with Christ, the church is sanctified by Christ. With him and through him, she becomes sanctifying. All the activities of the church are directed toward the sanctification of persons in Christ and the glorification of God. It is in the church that, by the grace of God, we acquire holiness. The church on earth already is endowed with real, though imperfect, sanctity. In her members, perfect holiness is yet to be acquired, though all members are called to perfect holiness. Charity is considered the soul of holiness. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The most amazing saints from modern times, John Paul II, Maximilian Kolbe, and Maria Faustina with the Divine Mercy. This is Steve Ray. We invite you to join us on a pilgrimage to Poland and experience this incredible Catholic country, the land of saints, Catholic culture, gorgeous churches and shrines, and delicious food. Join us next April as we again visit Poland, one of our favorite pilgrimage destinations.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled The Prodigal Returns. As someone you care about left the faith or is struggling in their faith, what is God calling you to do to be for that person? 877-573-7825.
As you give that number, Greg, I just want to give a big shout out to the young people who we met with last night over our live Zoom call, who actually refer to our show as 877-573-7825. And their mom was speaking with us, and they came over. And they said, who is that you're talking to? And she said, you know, the people that we listen to on that show every day. And they said it out loud. You mean 877-573-7825? So I just want to give you a big shout out and say thanks for being part of our live last night.
Yeah, and speaking of our live streams, you can join us this evening, actually, for a free webinar, A More Peaceful Family by Christmas. You can learn more about that by going to CatholicCounselors.com/peacefulbychristmas. We're talking about how to use the graces of the Advent season to create a more loving, caring, connected Catholic household on mission. And you can join us tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and you can learn, it's free. Again, all you have to do is register to get the link, and you can learn more about that at CatholicCounselors.com/peacefulbychristmas.
And we thank the Franciscan University of Steubenville for sponsoring that.
Let's go to our calls. Lisa, who's up next?
We're talking now with Martha, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Martha. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
My son is getting married by a Christian pastor, and to a Christian woman. Actually, her father is the pastor, and they want only the father, which is the pastor who's marrying them, and their mother, and me and my ex-husband to be at the ceremony. Does that make it to where I'm a witness and that I have to sign papers for their marriage? Is it making it that?
No, it would be, no, it would be the couple and the minister are the only people that have to sign.
Even if they need two witnesses, her mother can sign.
You wouldn't need to be a witness. But let me ask you, kind of.
There's so much more here.
There's a lot more going on. Where's your son at in his spiritual life?
Well, he was Catholic, and he went to Catholic. You know, he totally Catholic, has all the sacraments, but he's not practicing. His wife to be. I talked to her about getting married in the Catholic Church and how it helps with all these extra graces, and marriage is so tough. And she said she was kind of open to it, you know, that she wanted to talk about it. But they want to get married by her father and my son, built them a house. Like, they have a new house. They want to get married in the new house. But they only want parents there. And I was just a little worried. I'm going, okay, I'll be there for my son, but do I have to, am I a witness, and am I?
No, I don't believe you would have to sign anything. But let's, you know, the bigger question about, you know, attending weddings of somebody who is, you know, was raised Catholic, who's not getting married in the church. Now, let's unpack that a little bit, right? It kind of all depends on what the person is saying by getting married outside the church. Right. If you've got somebody who's really a faithful Catholic, who somehow is just repudiating their faith and getting married at someplace else for whatever reason, because they've been pressured to or whatever. You in those cases, it makes sense to stand up for them and say, you know, I can't go to this because this isn't, you know, you're being pressured or you're not living up to what you really believe. And then you have other people who were raised Catholic and were sacramentalized, but were never evangelized and never really had a personal encounter with Christ. And we hear this all the time, right? Well, I did all the things. We went to Mass every Sunday. I sent them to Catholic school. They went to youth group. But doing the things doesn't necessarily mean they caught fire. You know, and again, the research that we talked about, kids are more likely to really own their faith and let it come alive when they experience the faith as the source of the warmth in our homes growing up. And there are a lot of things that can get in the way of that. But what we find is the research really shows that when that's not the case, when our kids are not experiencing the faith as a source of the warmth in their homes growing up, none of the other things that we do stick. None of it sticks. I mean, or it has a lot less chance of sticking, let's put it that way. And so, you know, we often find that kids who, you know, fell away in college actually lost their faith by the time they were 13 years old. That's when research shows that most kids actually lose their faith. And then we don't notice it, you know, for years and years and years. And so you end up with somebody who really was, you know, went through all the sacraments, but they never really believed any of it. They really never understood it.
They never connected it. Yeah.
And so in that case, you know, you're not talking about somebody who's repudiating their Catholic faith. You're talking about somebody who doesn't really understand it, doesn't really understand what they're doing. You know, and then you have other, and that person, you know, getting married in a non-Catholic but Christian church is saying, look, I'm doing the best I can. And in those cases, they're not repudiating their Catholic faith. They're still trying to discover what they believe. And if they're taking a step toward God, then in some cases, if we prayerfully consider this, it can be helpful to support that person in that journey. And then you have other people who really don't care at all about what their spiritual life is, and they're getting married and they want to do what their spouse wants them to do.
And in this particular situation, we don't know where your son stands, but your daughter-in-law was raised in a family where her faith is so important that her dad is the minister. And so, you know, we really have to take into account as you relate to her and to them that this is something that is very, very important to her family. They've based their entire identity on the faith that her father is a minister in.
And so, you know, going back to what I was sharing with our previous caller, Karen, you know, I would like, beyond just worrying about whether you need to sign a paper or not, I really want you to focus on, you know, where your son's at spiritually and what you can do to allow him to experience the faith as the source of the warmth in his relationship with you. Instead of being about what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, or what the rules say, and what I would really like you to focus on what, if anything, could you do to really show him and your daughter-in-law the love that our faith calls us to share with them. And I don't know specifically what that means, but I want you to pray about that, because I know that God has an answer for that. And that unless that's at the heart of your relationship with your son and daughter-in-law, you can talk about doctrine and you can talk about rules and you can talk about all, and you'll be right. You'll be correct. But it'll be like that noisy gong that St. Paul was talking about in our scripture of the day. Unless they're experiencing your faith as the source of the warmth in their relationship with you, they're not going to be drawn to look at your Catholic faith or our Catholic faith and even consider coming to it, regardless of how true it actually is. So I really want you to look hard at that, Martha.
And really look at that love that you have for them and that you want to have grow between you and them, and also your love for the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, where you can develop your own relationship with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist more, and be able to really share that with them. You know, when you're having, you know, dinner on, you know, a Sunday afternoon or whatever, when you feel a special connection to the Eucharist or something that happened in the Mass that day, don't be afraid to say, hey, this was my experience. The Holy Spirit told me this or drew my mind to this in the reading today. What do you guys think of that? Because your daughter-in-law probably has a wealth of things that she could share about those scriptures or about not having that experience with the Eucharist in a different way that can open you to conversations, as long as they're loving, relational conversations and not just making her or your son into a project.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today's program. But if you are struggling, you know, to know how to reach out to, especially an adult child, for example, who is struggling in their faith, I really encourage you to check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can learn really how to create the kind of relationship that allows for that sort of open dialogue and lets your adult kids be receptive to what you're trying to share with them. That's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, and it's available at CatholicCounselors.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you are looking for more support in leading a more faithful and abundant marriage, family, or personal life, then check out the resources we have for you at CatholicCounselors.com and get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you. Because with His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.